Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so we're still up with it, outside, getting to some things, kicking it. So we're going to see if we get some people in here. If not, we're going to bring it to the other channel. All right, I think I'm gonna bring it to the other channel. Oh, hello. We ended that live. Okay, 571-0942. You got me while I'm about to start another
you
live.
You ended that live? I know that you're not talking to me live right now because I can't hear it on the computer.
Yeah, but I'm about to start another one. So if you want to stay on here, you can.
Yeah, can you do a reading for Leo?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Okay, let me hold you there. All right. So just chill for a second. Let me start this other live. Oh wow. So we're back up and we're at it again. And some of y'all creeps are still up. Isn't that fantastic? Well, I got the call-in number up and I was on my other channel and I was gonna do a reading for the I was going to do readings on there, but honestly people weren't really on there like that, so I was like, you know what, I'm about to get up on my other channel and kick it with you guys. Now I'm not coming on camera, bitch. I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't chill, it's late, I'm tired, but we can do some intuitive talks, some intuitive kikis. I could try to put the, let me see if I can put the phone number up. You can see the phone number here. If you can get that number, 563-999-3658. You guys can call in. I'll put it here. First call. So if you're a return subscriber, listen, it's still early here. It's like 10:42 in California, so we're chilling. We're actually cooking, went to the store, got a little bit more liquor, and I'm chilling. And so I was just like, all right, let me vibe out with the people and see who's on here. But we got a call, so I want to talk to this girl. We're not going to go super in depth, but what's popping, Ma?
What's up, Ma?
Hey, how are you? How's this quarantine going for you? Like, you, where are you calling from?
Honestly, I'm in the Valley. I'm in Central California, but I'm from the Virginia, D.C. area. And when you asked me how the quarantine was, the first thing that popped in my head is that it's so much better when you go live.
Oh, wow. So
it
where are
really
you at in the
is.
Valley?
Fresno.
Oh, wow. Yes. You know, I know people, I have family out in Modesto and Stockton and, you know, all that good jazz. So
love to hear it.
What's popping? Okay, so you had a question. So let's get a little bit into it. Like, what did you want to kind of a little bit of a question on? This is going to be intuitive, too. So it means I may use cards or I just may go off my gut.
Okay, well, I think that your opinions are really great either way. So like I told you earlier, I'm a Leo. Like, I don't have a lot of questions because, like, right now it's, like, kind of an idle time in my life. Like, I'm in school. I'm waiting for my career to pop. Like, you know, this quarantine thing is going on, and it's kind of gotten me, like, shook. I mean, you know, I think everyone should be shook. So, I don't know. Like, I just wanted if you could ask Spirit, like, to pull a card for Leo and see what you think about it and what your interpretation is. And, you know, I respect your opinion.
Okay, well, let me just see what the energy is around you. Okay, something just jumped out right away. Accept miracles. Remember that only love is real. Miracles will occur naturally. Spirit has your back. So the thing is this, don't overwhelm yourself. Focus on what's important. So if that's family, that's a friendship, like only love is real. So all the material things, they come and go. You know what I'm saying? So I think the message for you is maybe this is the time where you're even falling in love with yourself or rekindling a relationship with somebody that's close to you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like a sexual relationship. It can be like a family member or a friend, someone that you loved in the past or had love for. And the relationship is strained in a way. So I think the main thing is that there is a relationship that you need to work on repairing. And everything else in your life is going to fall in place. But there's a bigger picture with a loved one that needs to be repaired.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Like, I had never thought of it that way. But, like, literally just this past week, like, I used to make songs for my brother. Like, that's how I started making songs. And then I started doing it on my own. But he just moved back in. And, like, I don't know, it's just been kind of, like, weird and awkward. But I think that you're totally right. And your intuition is so strong. And you're such a beautiful person. And I just enjoy your company so much. And if you have other people on the line, like, I want you to read other people's readings, too. I want to hear it, too. You know, like, I don't want to be selfish and take up your time.
Yeah.
So, but I do enjoy you. Like, that's on everything.
Thank you. Yeah, so we're just chilling. All right, thank you so much. Yeah, so pretty much I think that's what you need to focus on right now.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
All right, y'all. So listen, we're not just doing all readings, you guys. We're just chilling. It's late. I'm sipping. If you guys just want to chat and want to kiki, bitch, I'm up. The fuck? You know, we kicking it. Like, this is the late, late show. It hasn't really developed all the way, but whatever y'all want to talk about, we can get into. It's more of the Ask Armand advice, than like a reading type of thing. But if you want a reading, bitch, we can do it. Now, if y'all scared of the word reading, if you want advice, I'm not over here just with a full deck of cards. I'm really going into this with my intuition as well. So we're just chilling. We're just chilling. My man is over there getting some things done. And I'm chilling. I'm not going to be on here all night. But I'm on here tonight. And I enjoy this. Like, y'all got to understand, like, this is therapy for me as well. I can't go anywhere, so this is social. And then, two, you know, I bought all this damn equipment. I might as well use it, right? All right. Um, 708-4708. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's poppin'?
How are you?
I'm chilling. How are you?
I'm on the line, actually.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I want to talk about Nene.
Okay. What's up?
I like the song, actually. I think it's kind of hot.
Yeah, me too. I think it's cool. I think that she's very, very interesting. Yeah.
I really did. But I just wanted to say hi and thanks for answering the call.
No problem, boo. Shout out to you. Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Be safe out there. What was that big old cloud that was in Chicago over Michigan Avenue? What was that?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about that, but I know we're locked down heavily, so
really?
Everyone's deserted. So luckily everyone is kind of trying to obey what's going on. So yeah.
I'm praying for you guys in Chicago. Be good. Be safe.
Thank you. You all too. Right. Thank you. Bye bye.
All right. 702-8592.
Hello.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
I never been on live before. I'm shy a little bit.
Girl, ain't nobody even on this live. It's late night, you know. So a lot of people are asleep, child.
I know. But first, I just want to say that I love you. And I've
been
following you for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I have a relationship question.
Okay. Let's get into it.
Okay. Well, I'm single, but I'm ready to mingle. And I just need some advice on, like, what... I guess maybe a reading.
No, we can do it. Right? So what's the problem? Like, what do you feel like what do you need advice on? Because, like, what's going on?
Okay. Well, I am recently out of a long relationship.
Right.
A good relationship. And
right.
It seems like all the guys that I've dated or come across, they're never for me. But, you know, they're like thugs. They're not good. So I don't know, like, I'm a really...
Well, okay, so here's the issue. I think the issue is, and honestly, you have to... I think there's a confidence issue there, probably. And you just have to understand your worth. How old are you?
I'm old, Armand. I'm 37.
And I think that's the issue. You feel like you're old and maybe you feel like you're not in the place. Do you have kids? I don't feel like you have kids, but you might. Do you?
I don't, Armand.
I don't feel
you
like you,
like,
yeah.
Me.
Yeah, I don't feel like you have kids. And I feel like that you are, I feel like you're not really being that confident. So you're actually in a great place right now, but you have to desire more. So you got to let the things that have actually happened to you in the past and let go of the trauma from your parents, your mom, your dad, or what they didn't do or what they did do or this, that, and the third. And then the mistakes that you went ahead and made and the niggas that you ended up with and you let abuse you and hit you and this, and like, it's okay. Like, you can, I feel like you just have to believe that you are worth more. So even if you don't feel like you're the smartest, the prettiest, or, you know, the richest or whatever it is that you have in your mind where you feel like these are the type of men. And even if it's not that, there's also this thing where sometimes we like these type of guys, like, oh, you like these because you think that that's like a real man. And so I think, but that could even go into the confidence. Like, you need to change your idea of what a real man is and what you value in a man, because for some reason you keep going, you're always going to attract those men because they can prey off of you. You get what I'm saying? But it's up to you not to fall into their trap. So they're never going to stop being attracted to you. You have to just stop dumbing yourself down.
Does that make sense? Yes, Armand. You are right on the money. You got me almost in tears.
Like, they're never going to stop coming for you because they understand your worth. But at some point, you have to understand your worth and understand that they're not worth your time. But you'll always be worth their time because you're the greater catch. But you have to understand that. They already see it. But you have to see it and believe it.
Right. You're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, boo.
Bye.
Bye. All right. They said somebody said there's something wrong with the line. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. Is it just hanging people up? What is it doing? We got another one. 862-9734. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How you doing today?
I'm doing good tonight. I am chilling.
I can hear it all in your voice. I don't even need to see you on the screen. But I'm glad that you're having a good night. I've been having a wonderful day. I've got some good news. Been vibing to some music. I listened to the snippet of Nene's song. That's my sad sister. She played too damn much.
Yeah, she played way too much.
It was a cute little bop or whatever. You know, and then I also seen Courtney smack Kim Foundation onto the wall.
I didn't even get a chance to watch that because I've been on live all day. So we're probably going to watch that. I'm going to get off here in a couple of minutes, but I'm going to probably watch that.
Yes, when you get a chance, you are going to key. Them little white girls or whatever they want to call themselves, they really was throwing down.
They was really, really fighting, right? But I feel like they needed, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not really into Courtney like that because I feel like, girl, like, you would not be anything without the Kardashian show. And, girl, you're not being very, very grateful.
Right, right. But apparently from what I've just been reading, because I honestly don't, I slow down on watching the Kardashians. It's either if I see it, I see it. I don't. But from what I've been seeing, she actually is planning to not be on the show anymore, which, okay, cool.
We're fine without her. She's not nothing special.
Right, right. But, yeah. And just one more thing. I just wanted to see if, like, you can pull, like, some cards, like, on some energy was going on with me. You know, my energy just been a little up and down, but today I really did get some news.
Okay, let me see. I'm just going to pull one just to see because we're chilling. I'm about to, let me see. You could tell I'm really, really chilling right now, right? Because I am.
Yeah.
It says Ascension. Move into your true self, rise above the darkness. The light is here. So that means everything that you have been going through or those negative thoughts, it's time. I mean, they're not going to go away in its entirety, but there's some positivity that has recently come into your life. And it's time for you to now move into that and move into your true self because there is an opportunity for positivity. So focus your energy that way.
Okay, okay. It sounds about right.
I'm getting Ascension from you. That's the card I put, Ascension. Move into your true self. Rise above the darkness. The light is here. So bullshit times, and it's hard because we're in the middle of a fucking quarantine. So, you know, how is that? I'm not really sure what it is that came up, but you need to, whatever that is, focus your energy on that or focus your energy on those things that are positive. Because negative thoughts are never going to go away. You know what I'm saying? So you're always going to have those moments where you fall into the darkness. But Focus on the things that are positive that you can change.
Right.
Because
I have a little like a controlling problem. Like I always want to feel like I want to control things. And when I can't control something, it's like, like I don't know what to do. So that is true. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Armand, I'm going to go.
All right.
And
well, you have
I'm
a good night.
You know, keep listening. You
All
too.
Right.
Bye-bye.
You. All right, yeah, y'all. So I just was coming back on here because I told y'all I was coming back. Hold on. I'm going to stay on maybe a couple more minutes, and then I'm going to ride out too. But yeah, y'all can tell, like, girl, listen, after 3 hours and a couple of drinks, a bitch is like, chilling like a villain. Okay. Hold on really, really quickly, okay? All right, he's telling me to come get something, to taste something. All right, no, I was just talking on here. Some music. We was just vibing. He like, you done already? I'm like, we might be. All right, 978-8025, you're live on the air.
Hi, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on? What's the matter? You sound so sleep. Are you asleep?
Honestly, I was sleeping, but my phone vibrated. I saw that you went live. So I was like, oh, let me call in.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I am doing good during this quarantine. You know, I have to re-up on my Wisneed and then my Drizneeks. So we is chilling, okay?
In a really weird way, this quarantine gave me time to heal and recovery after my procedure, so it was perfect. I got some extra time, now I feel back to 100%. So I feel like God is like, let's use this quarantine for you to recover, get all the rest you need, and now I'm
yes.
Good.
Now how? What? Now what kind of procedure did you have?
I know. I honestly had my transplant last year, but I had a leaky valve, so I actually had open heart surgery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I have a biological valve, but honestly, you would never believe all the, like, God has really, really had my back. He's been blessing me. I actually gave a testimony at my church, and, like, my whole church, like, they all stood up. They were clapping. Like, I really felt like I had to share this with this, my family that I really care about. So I've been having a lot of people reach out to me, a lot of young adults kind of sending me emails and saying, hey, I'm going through something similar, or my mom is, or my friend is, how should I handle it? So I'm using what I went through to kind of be a blessing to others. So it's been really good.
So how does one get a leaky valve?
It's weird. It's like, have you ever heard of like a heart murmur?
Yeah.
A heart murmur, that's nothing, that's like not bad. It's just kind of when you have like any regular heart pattern. But
okay.
When I was 9 years old, I was diagnosed with lupus.
Okay.
So over time, I guess my lupus kind of messed with my valve. So I started feeling really short of breath. I couldn't walk like a block without stopping and getting exhausted. And I'm like, what is going on? So
yeah.
I went to go to my cardiac doctor. He's African American. He's awesome. And, you know, he knows where I work. I've seen him at a couple of my games, at the Wizards games at my job. And he was like, Christy, let me see you in the office. So basically, he told me that my blood the opposite way instead of going into the valve. So there's like a big leak. So he's like, you really need to do open heart surgery because it can get worse. It can lead to heart disease, it can lead to heart failure, and you can have, like, it can just be horrible. Then I'll need a heart transplant. I already had a kidney transplant. I don't need a heart transplant. I was like, I'm too young. I was like, let's get this over with. So I had it January 30th. I got back home on Valentine's Day, and it's April 2nd today, and I've been doing fantastic. Like, you have no idea how thankful, like, how this has really strengthened my faith. Like, God has really looked out for me in so many ways. So, you know, he's like, girl, you got a big future. You got a lot of big things to do, so we got to make sure you're good.
Well, I'm actually happy to hear that testimony. I love to hear positive things, and I love people that pay homage to, you know, God and let us know that, you know, he's real. And it's very important that during these times that people speak life into situations and speak about positive things, because it's very easy to fall into the negatives of life. But it's very nice to hear that you are well and doing well and recovering, because I think those are words and stories of inspiration and healing. You know, and I think a lot of people like to hear those stories, because there's a lot of times where we hear, you know, this person didn't make it, or this is a problem. You know what I mean? And it's
exactly,
so easy to slip into that.
Exactly. And honestly, I love when people have to understand, like, God, he's real. He's beyond real. So we need more millennials, you and I's age, to really take faith seriously. Because if you have faith, I'm telling you, some crazy-ish will really start to happen in your life. So, you know, I'm glad you said that. And also, I love when you're really, like, chill and calm like this. I feel like I have your undivided attention.
Yes,
so,
you do.
It's awesome.
It's late at night.
Right.
And it's a much more chill kind of live.
It is. I like it. I really like lives like this. And actually, I wanted, this brings me to my question. I wanted to ask you, before I ask you the question, I wanted to give a quick shout out to my girl, Keisha Mack. She's on the comments. She gave a shout out to me yesterday. So
okay.
I wanted to give a shout out to her tonight.
No
so,
problem.
My question is to you, where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years? I know you, obviously you're a content creator, but like, seriously, if you can really ask God for something, where do you see, what do you want to be doing in 3 to 5 years?
Well, honestly, where I see myself in 3 to 5 years, well, the next 3 years for sure, probably doing exactly what I'm doing right now. But I'll probably have a little bit more movement, which means like within the next 3 years, had this not even happened, I know like by now or next year for sure, I could see myself on red carpets, at least starting to break into that. You know what I mean? And interviewing people in that. In the next 5 years, I feel like I'm probably going to have a kid somewhere. I'll probably still be doing this. Either building out my own studio of some sort. So we're always elevating the brand, right? So it's always going to keep adding and adding and adding. So I'll probably be a lot more knowledgeable than I am now. And so I'll probably have a staff of a little bit more people, but I'll probably still be independent for the most part. But I'll have probably interviewed some of the biggest celebrities. I'm sure I'll probably have got some female rappers on. You know, I'll probably be featured somewhere. Like, I'm going to get some speaking spots. Like, that's going to happen. I'll definitely have 100,000 subscribers. I'll definitely have my YouTube. Like, I'll probably go to YouTube Black. But outside of that, I just see that I'll continue growing the brand and becoming, you know, the entity that I was destined to be. Like, this is, I'm literally on the journey. So this is what I want to do. Like, what I'm doing right now is what I want to be doing for the next 3 to 5 years. Just each year, I just want to get better and better and better.
Absolutely. And you have the personality for it. Just, you know, keep on honing your craft and changing things. And I'm going to let you know if I'm ever in your area or if when I start to do, I'm in sports right now, but I'm trying to transition over to film. I want to do some things with like Showtime and HBO. I'm going to reach out to you and see if like you and I
yeah,
can get
definitely,
together.
Yeah, definitely.
Athletes.
Yes, with definitely. Athletes. And I feel like as long as I stay consistent and I don't stop, doors are going to open, you know, and things will happen. So it's just
you
more
really
about me just not stopping.
And really pray about it. And if you feel like there's some things you got to change with your channel, do it, because that's going to take you to the next level. Like, if I can say, if I can give you one word of advice, like yesterday I was listening, when a caller calls in, especially if they pay to call in, it does not matter what ignorant comments or ignorant statements people are coming through the comments with, like, hang up or change. You listen to what that person has to say, because that person called in to talk to you. So don't let ignorant statements or ignorant people say things to push you as the host off of speaking to someone, because that's going to make your channel look bad. So there's intelligent people listening to you all the time, but then you also get those pockets of a little ignorance.
Right.
So I don't want that to overshadow the greatness that you're trying to do. So
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
No problem.
So
thank you so much.
You take the next call. Yes, I love you, Armand, and keep doing you. And thank you so much for appreciating the testimony.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you're doing well. Thank you so much, love.
Yeah, have a good night, babe. Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was so nice. So maybe we've been on here almost 30 minutes. Okay, so we're going to take one more, and then we'll drop. We just did a quick 30 because I wanted to just let them know that I was coming back. We got one more call. So this is the last one anyway. 860, that's you.
Yes, Armand.
Yes, you turned. What's up?
Listen, I have a question.
Okay.
I've been home on quarantine for 18 days now. I haven't
so
been
have
to work because I'm a frontline worker and I have asthma. My son has asthma as well. My boyfriend is currently still working, and we haven't did it in about 3 weeks, and I'm like, what's up? So me and my girl was talking tonight, and she was like, when he comes from work, you know, go over his house and put on my PPE equipment. And I'm like, should I bring my own cover? You know what I'm saying? She said, spray the room down and everything. And, you know, let him hit it from the back and get the fuck out. No laying up. Oh, I'm sorry. No cursing. I forgot. But I kind of thought about it, and I'm like, ooh, I'm scared. Then she's like, maybe let him come to your house. Don't let him touch nothing. Let him come in and get it and go. I don't know what to do. I don't know how long this quarantine is going to last. We both have needs. I don't know. What's your opinion? And everybody else in the world, please help me out that's listening, because I'm stuck. What is everybody doing? Are y'all
not doing it? Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Okay, so you guys got a lot going on out there in Connecticut. But
we number four, honey.
Yeah, but the survival rate is pretty good out there. It's higher than the death toll, right? But I'll say this as well. What does he do for work?
Warehouse.
Okay, so
he's in
doing warehouse, but he is in Connecticut, so there's a lot going on there. I think and you have a son, and you both have asthma, so I think the best bet. You guys obviously are not married, and that's not his child, right? So
no.
You have a responsibility to you and your son. So I think, and how long have you guys been together?
It goes back to 2001, but lately, the last time, 8 months.
All right, well, that's good. Since it goes back so far, you know what his dick feels like, and he know what you feel like. So the best thing you should do, what kind of phone you have? You need to get on Skype. You need to get on Uvu. You need to phone bone it up. You get on video.
Exactly.
Send some pets.
That's what my
girlfriend
says.
That's what you need to do. And that makes it spicy. So then when he actually sees you, since you guys have been connected since 2001, there can actually be some kind of like, oh, okay, this is what you, this is how you are now. Like, add some spice to it. But you weren't over there putting yourself at
olive oil.
You over there, you can't afford to put yourself at risk and your kid at risk for a quickie. And, you know, he's still going to work. And you guys don't live with each other. So at the end of the day, like, I went to go pick up a package, and, you know, this is totally different, but this is still the same. I went to go see my dad today. I went to go pick up a package, but, you know, they had to leave the package outside, and I had to pick up the package, and my dad had to speak to me through the door or, like, the screen door, and I stood, like, almost 20 feet away from the door. It was heartbreaking because I'm like, I could tell my dad wanted to come out and hug me, and I'm like, don't come hug me. But we're in that climate right now, like, I can't go into my parents' house, not because, like, I'm infected and this, that, and the third, but it's just the idea of if something were to happen or I was to put them at risk, they put me, it would just be devastating in the long run. So this is
right.
a time where you cannot worry about the now or the instant gratification, but you got to think about the future. And if you hold out, I'm going to tell you,
that's
when you
right.
actually get it later, it's going to be that much more worth it and better.
You're right.
No, I
will. All right. All right. You guys are right. I hear you, Black Beauty, with asthma, too. I'm going to stay my ass home. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you so
All
much.
Right, bye.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
Yeah. So, okay, guys, we're going to wrap that up right there. I'm going to end the rest of the calls. I just want to do a quick look.